Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process, starting with Iowa.
I always remember to ask, what are you going to do about the debt ceiling? Because it'll affect our generation, and it's bad because we'll be in debt with other nations, and we'll have to pay it off, and it's not going to be a good retirement for us.
That was 11-year-old Thomas Sauer. He's one of the many young people participating in caucus events. He's from Nevada, Iowa, and he asked this at Coffee with the Candidates, a series of events hosted by City Council member Luke Spence. Spence said there are two issues that almost always come up, both of which have to do with the burden of future generations, national debt and climate change.
The generation of a certain age seems to be the one who tends to talk more about the financial end of things with the deficit, and those numbers are not getting better for the most part. So they want to see them improve so that they can leave something better for the next generation than a big pile of debt. So the younger crowd always wants to ask the climate change issue, and I think that's because they're going to be the ones that have to deal with the consequences of that.
This week in particular, climate change has definitely been on the agendas of candidates running for president. Nicole Guillo, with Friends of the Earth, talked about her reaction to the CNN marathon show on climate change earlier this week.
What I was hoping to hear is really detailed information on how they plan to tackle the challenge. And I think a lot of credit goes to the youth activists who have really demanded answers from our leaders. And we saw a lot of that.
But Guillo said that some of the plans she heard fell short.
I think I would have liked to have seen more ambition from a number of candidates. You know, Senator Klobuchar really hasn't fully embraced that type of transformative vision where we really need to make massive public investments and tackle the fossil fuel industry head on.
Guillo's encouraged that the discussion is happening and said the fact that candidates are putting out these detailed plans about climate change is a big step towards making action happen. In particular, she praised the plans from Senators Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Kamala Harris. But she's concerned that some candidates have not yet grasped the severity of the crisis.
A few simple market manipulations are not going to solve this crisis. We really need to look at our economy and how the same exploitation of people is leading to this exploitation of natural resources that is fueling the historic environmental justice issues, the climate justice issues, the environmental racism.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.